Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I was talking to a radio friend, and they did an Olympics bit, and I want to see if we can do it. So this is one of those beta testing ones.
Okay.
Like only because we have
everything
time.
We do. Yeah.
Yes. Most of our stuff never makes it past beta testing.
No.
Here's the challenge. The three of you, I'm going to give you a topic. You have to give me the gold, silver, and bronze from that category.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So if I said breakfast foods.
Oh, my.
Gold, okay. Silver, bronze.
Okay.
Go.
Gold is definitely like a bacon quiche, something like something that's just filled with really
where are we
good
at? Fancy
eggs.
Town?
Yeah.
You
I was
said gold.
A bacon quiche.
You said gold.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I was
going to be
where are the Olympics
with,
held? A 5-star French Parisian restaurant?
I'm talking bacon, feta, sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
I mean,
thanks. Let me throw it away for
I don't
you.
Disagree, but I was going to say a McDonald's hash brown.
That's I think that's the problem we're getting.
Like, yeah, maybe like keep it on a like a more universal
okay.
scale.
Like could go out and buy right now.
Yeah, like
have to
if
make
we
it.
Were in here okay. and we thought we need a gold medal breakfast, okay. what could we get? 2 bags of hash browns.
When you guys think of gold medals.
No, that's not gold.
On very
no.
different
you
levels.
You don't think so? Okay,
incomplete.
Maybe a silver. Maybe a bronze for that.
Bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast bagel has
oh,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Or biscuit
yeah.
or
those
whatever.
Those are always great.
I think biscuits and gravy is a solid silver. Biscuits in like a meaty gravy, like a sausage
yeah,
gravy.
That's pretty good. What about an omelet for bronze?
Omelet?
I mean, a customized omelet that you like. No?
Oh, I mean, no? I love omelets if it's what I want in it.
I'm going for a breakfast corn dog for bronze. I think I'd take a breakfast corn dog dipped in syrup over an omelet.
This text, biscuits and gravy are gold.
Mm.
They used to have this thing. There was a restaurant called Lil Chef at the college town. And I
yes.
used to go there a lot after work because I had an overnight job and then classes didn't start till like 8 a.m. So
it was
I'd
like
go there
a clean
lot.
Denny's.
It was. And I loved going there. And I became a regular and it was fun because the waitress, Shirley, I go, hey, Chris. And I go, hey, Cheryl. She go, usual? And I go, yep. And like I had a usual, and I loved it. I thought it was fun. And it was the country skillet. And, man, that thing was so good because it was like a base layer of really well-done hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the kind where they're just kind of like wet potatoes.
No, that's the worst.
Where they're actually crispy. So there was crisp to them, and they were on the bottom. And then I think then there was eggs, and then there was bacon. There might have even been ham on there. And then country gravy. And then, like, sausage.
Unless there's four plates about to be brought in here, you better settle down about this because
oh
you're making
God.
It uncomfortable for everybody.
It was so good. So that's my gold medal. A meal I haven't had in 30 years.
Steve, what's your gold? Wet oatmeal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as opposed to dry oatmeal, yeah, yeah I guess I'd probably go wet.
Like an apple skin.
Well-executed homemade sausage gravy with a fresh biscuit is literally unbeatable. It is the Michael Phelps of breakfast, writes Jason in Maine.
You know, I don't love biscuits. They're too dry.
Joel in New York. You know, there's barely a difference between quiche and an omelet.
It's true.
It's true.
There is
yeah.
barely a difference.
It is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, quiche
one
is just
one is baked and one is made in a pan.
A quiche is for people who summer in Connecticut. Omelet is for Americans.
Quiche is a thicker omelet.
Quiche has crust. Omelets don't have crust.
Well, if you cook them wrong.
Yeah, if you leave it in the pan a little bit.
And you don't bake an omelet. I guess you could.
Right.
So
isn't
different.
An omelet just an egg calzone?
Yes, and that makes it so much better. It's like pizza for breakfast.
Ooh, I think I would love a pizza calzone.
Oh, my God.
Or I'm sorry, I do love that. Breakfast calzone.
A quiche calzone?
Nope.
Mm,
quiche
yeah.
is jerks.
No, quiche is so good.
Quiche is a poet.
Quiche is a poet? What are we singing?
Yeah.
Is this a song?
Mean?
Isn't quiche a poet?
Quiche.
Oh, no, Keats.
His poems would have been so much more delicious, though.
I chose the breakfast less eaten. I know, that's a different comedian or poet.
Doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
You're doing
matter.
So well with the references. Mm-hmm.
I think I am, Steve.
My favorite poet is Robert Frosted Flakes.
All right. Gold, silver, bronze.
For what?
I'm about to tell you.
I don't even remember.
Okay, well, we were doing breakfast foods, and we, of course,
now we're saying, doing gold, silver, bronze for chips.
Oh.
Like potato
like
chips?
Like snack chips, yes.
Mm. Or corn chips, like all chips?
Anything that comes in a bag that you eat with your hand.
Are you confused about chips?
Yeah.
Well,
do you need me to give you more examples?
Are you asking questions about chips?
Well, I wanted to make sure we weren't talking about just potato chips, because like just potato chips is easier. All chips with corn chips and everything, that's very broad.
Yeah, Dorito, the Toastito, all the Eatos.
Mm, I love the Eatos or Fritos.
Cheetos,
specifically.
Fritos.
I don't like Doritos. I think Doritos are trash.
Beetos, all of them. Gritos.
What about Takis?
No. Yeah.
Flamin' Hot.
No.
They're not in. They don't even get. No. They don't even get to the finals.
No
they're. They have lost in a heat race.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Not a chance.
Gold, silver, bronze though. What's gold?
Like a spicy barbecue. Like a sweet spicy barbecue
no.
one.
No. Gold is for the masses. Yeah. You keep choosing two niche things.
No, those are
gold,
so good.
Gold is just normal, great crinkle cut potato chips.
Yeah.
That's so bland.
But that's the best base for everything. You can use every dip on those.
But we're just talking chips. Remember, just chips.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We didn't say chips and dips. So you're picking they something don't do that the, needs hot wings, something they don't else do to
the,
be good.
The 100-meter dash and say, well, he didn't win, but he's really good at swimming. So,
but everybody loves regular potato chips. You know what I don't like? Flavored potato chips. Like barbecue chips. I don't like them. I don't like the aftertaste.
I like my potato chips flavored with potato.
Yeah. I do. They're so great.
I'm with you. I couldn't agree
more.
They're
so great.
They're already perfect.
I hate flavored chips.
Oh, you know what I would never get? Barbecue McDonald's fries.
Now, don't get me wrong. If I have a countertop in front of me and I have no regular chips, barbecue chips, or nothing, I will still eat the barbecue chips, but I won't like them as much as just plain ones. I don't like the aftertaste.
I love them. I'll suck on like a chip that's got a lot of seasoning on it. I don't know why. I like smash it up to the roof of my mouth and I'll like suck the seasoning off of it until it's practically a mashed potato again.
You know they make more of those. You can just get more.
I know.
Probably smart. You probably eat less.
I know. That's how I like to eat them though. Because they're so perfectly shaped to like smash right up into the roof of my mouth. So I just put them in there, smash, suck, swallow.
It's so instinctual.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. That just doesn't come naturally to me.
This text,
like a baby to a boob.
Sun Chips Garden Veggie is the gold medal winner.
Oh,
you, I mean, do you just want to be a communist? Yeah. Is that just say I'm a communist?
That's a good chip.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
That is
a
good chip.
I don't think you're allowed to be in our Olympic committee.
You guys picked plain.
Yeah. Well, we picked
for
good.
Gold. You picked
okay.
Plain.
What's silver for you?
Sour cream and onion. Those are so good because that's a plain chip dipped in like. What's that special fancy dad dip that every dad loves?
French onion dip.
Yeah. You mean,
is that a dad dip?
You mean French onion dip?
That's every dad's favorite dip. So ask every dad you know, what's your favorite chip dip? French onion.
Okay, go ahead and ask me.
That's the dip they sell.
Not French onion.
What's your favorite? You don't have one. It doesn't count.
Yeah, what's another dip for chips that's common?
Guacamole.
Potato chips.
Salsa.
For potato chips.
Cheese.
Milk.
No one, I've never seen, people don't dip those in, dip potato chips in anything but French onion dip.
Yeah, nobody has ever called guacamole chip dip. You know what you call chip dip? Chip dip.
It's a tortilla chip dip.
But people say, hey, you got some guac? They don't say, do you have any chip dip?
Yeah.
Well, they don't say that about French onion dip either.
Yes, they do.
If someone says,
do you have chip dip? That's what they're referring to.
You don't put corn chips in French onion dip,
your
and you don't put potato chips
don't even
in guacamole.
Chili. That's a great chip dip. It's a great chip dip.
Cool, but this is about chips, not dips.
But you just asked me what's another chip dip.
No one dips potato chips in chili.
I think that
you have
is
never
a
been to a party where there's a bowl of chips and a bin of chili, and everybody's like, ooh, this is good. This is good dip. I could eat this all day. That's never happened.
There's nothing better, though, when somebody has made a big old thing of chili and they got goldfish next to it, so you can put your goldfish in there.
Okay, so you want goldfish as the gold medal winner?
Goldfish in chili?
Yeah, it's like Cheez-Its
I mean,
and chili.
Man,
it's
like
delicious.
It's so weird how like on certain levels of food you're like this weird elitist, and on another level you are like the most basic gross person ever.
You guys just gave a gold medal to plain chips.
You're like trailer trash ballet at the same time,
it
or
really
like
that's
is.
Awesome.
You're orchestral demo derby.
Yeah,
it's
a beautiful
just a
dump
weird
truck
combo. Yeah, beautiful dump truck.
Thank you.
It all comes back.
Oh my God, I'm having a great morning.
I can't tell if that was a cry for help or happiness.
No, it's happiness.
Okay.
You're being mean to me. I love it, naturally.
Okay.
Remember?
Obviously. I do.
But it's only because we love you.
Yeah. What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.